Tai Kwun Contemporary in Hong Kong announced today that Ann Im Hoff will debut a suite of new works as part of her solo exhibition opening at the former prison-turned-art space next month. Titled House of Swans, the exhibition, which marks the artist's first solo in Asia, will feature a major commission of monumental new works that construct a powerful multisensory experience through atmospheric scenography, installations, paintings, and live performances, according to a release. Curated by Ying Kwok and Tiffany Leung, the exhibition will take over three floors of the venues, JC Contemporary and F Hall Galleries. Throughout the show, Im Hoff juxtaposes the classical forms of oil painting, bronze sculpture, and ballet with large-scale sonic installations, physical performances, and videos to create charged encounters in the gallery space that explore bodily presence, restriction, and authority, Tai Kwun said in a press release. As part of the exhibition's opening, Im Hoff's collaborators, both musicians and dancers, and the Hong Kong Ballet will stage House of Swans on September 25 and 26. The performance will also be staged at various points in the galleries during the exhibition's run. House of Swans will serve as a companion piece to Doom, the three-hour performance piece she debuted at the Park Avenue Armory in New York last year. Doom was loosely based on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, and House of Swans acts as a sort of origin story for the titular house, which lived alongside the bard's iconic Capulets and Montagues. In an interview with the South China Morning Post, Im Hoff promised a queered-up take on the play and a fantastical piece about love and peace during a time of war. In its release, Tai Kwun Contemporary adds that both the performance and Im Hoff's exhibition as a whole follow a heroine struggling on her path to love through a chaotic cityscape. Among the other works that will debut in the show are a 2025 untitled bronze sculptural relief depicting female pleasure, as well as Citizen 2025, a 81-minute video work that features suggestions of violence and scenes involving trans bodies, according to SCMP. The release also notes that Doom's featuring of ballet in one sequence when the discipline first entered Im Hoff's oeuvre, and that will be further developed in her presentation at Tai Kwun. In her SCMP interview, Im Hoff said, "I'm interested in classical forms, such as ballet, because I want to tell different stories. Because autocrats use ballet as a soft power tool par excellence, it doesn't mean it's theirs. This is almost like an attempt to claim it back." SCMP arts editor Enid Sui notes another connection between the two performances, Devin Tuescher, a principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater. Tuescher is now Im Hoff's partner, and the two met during Doom. Tuescher now stars in House of Swans. Im Hoff first rose to international acclaim when she was chosen to represent Germany at the 2017 Venice Biennale. Her performance, Faust, won her the Golden Lion for Best National Pavilion, one of the Biennale's two top honors. In the almost a decade since, she has staged performances at Tate Modern in London, 2019, the Art Institute of Chicago, 2019, Palais de Tokyo in Paris, 2021, the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam, 2022, Kunsthaus Bregenz in Austria, 2024, and the Serovs Museum in Porto, 2025. "I think there's a depression, a melancholia in my work that people respond to," Im Hoff told SCMP. "But this melancholia is in almost all of us. In a way, things that I see around me and feel are to be addressed in my work,"